This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. State lawmakers are pushing back against federal efforts to keep a coal plant open in northwest Colorado. Ray Solomon reports.
The Trump administration ordered the coal plant in Craig to stay open the day before it was scheduled to close. The Craig 1 plant was closing for economic reasons and to help fulfill state clean energy goals. A Democratic bill would mandate advanced pollution controls at coal plants and create low-cost financing to pay for it. The proposal would also require public transparency about the costs of running coal plants past their retirement dates. Representative Jenny Wilford is a main sponsor.
What we're trying to do is make it really clear how much this is costing taxpayers in the state. This is so unprecedented, right, for the Trump administration to intervene in the state's ability to set our own clean energy future and our own goals.
The owners of the plant have asked the Trump administration to reverse the order, and Colorado's attorney general is challenging it in federal court. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has a new director. Laura Clellan will take the role permanently after serving as acting director since December. Clellan is a military veteran who's also worked for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Veterans Administration. She replaces Jeff Davis, who stepped down in late November after a complicated tenure defined by controversial wolf reintroduction efforts. At least one member of Colorado's congressional delegation does not plan on being at President Trump's State of the Union address tonight. Democratic Representative Diana DeGette is skipping it. In a statement, she says Trump has demeaned the Constitution, courts, and respected public institutions. Other Democrats have invited guests to highlight issues such as immigration, tariffs, or gun violence, while Republicans are staying away from hot-button issues. They've invited friends, family, or local elected leaders. Here on CPR News, we'll have live coverage of the president's State of the Union address starting at 7 o'clock. This is CPR News.